When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Enormous amount to gain from all four quarterbacks in the final four in the NFL. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, was presented by Progressive Insurance. Brock Purdy, that's a crazy story. First player in history, if he's as a rookie, to lead a team to a Super Bowl at quarterback. Be the first ever, and he does it as Mr. Irrelevant, or Key, as you like to say, 266, right?
It's 262.
262, sorry.
I think it's 262.
Mr. Irrelevant, you know what that last.
I don't like that, though.
As a rookie, the last dude taken in the draft, it's being a Disney movie immediately, mm-hmm. right? And then if it's Jalen Hurts, he has inserted himself into the conversation at the very top. And if it's Patrick Mahomes, two MVPs, two Super Bowls, five AFC championship games, got all the numbers. That's the GOAT through 5 years. And you know, if so it's Joe Burrow, that's the man in the NFL because that means he's undefeated against Mahomes. Oh,
you know, so funny, though, as I sit back and I think about Jalen Hurts, and I wonder if people that, you know, scouted him, evaluated him, sit back now and go, you know, I felt like we should have drafted this guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's similar to Steph Curry, man.
Always throw.
It's very similar to Steph Curry.
Well, like, Steph went in the first round, though, Jay.
Yeah, I agree. But
and
still,
he was a top 10 pick. Where Jalen Hurts went in the middle of the second round or something like that.
No, I hear you. But it's still like you talk about transcendent talent.
Yeah.
Like it's still like I'm with Seth Greenberg all the time, who's my dude. Like they literally – they couldn't get him at Virginia Tech. Like they passed. Like that's – a lot of people looking back on situations being like, damn.
No, I know, but it just – Jalen Hurts just – I don't know, man. I look at it and I go, okay, y'all took Baker Mayfield number one overall. Then you took Kyler Murray number one overall. These two dudes did the – that dude did the same thing at Oklahoma. How did you not
– Anthony Munoz, Pro Football Hall of Fame offensive tackle. You know where I go. Forget about the Pro Bowls 11. I think I made a couple of Pro Bowls. 9-time first team all pro. It doesn't seem possible. Anthony?
Yeah.
Good morning.
Gentlemen.
How you doing, man?
How you doing?
How you feeling about your boy now,
guys.
Anthony? How you feeling about your boy, Joe Burrow?
Well, I felt good since they took him 3 years ago, guys. I was excited. I was I was having a back and forth with my two grandsons who are big Buckeye fans. They wanted Chase Young. I said, gentlemen, I said, we need Joe. And I think I got him convinced. But, no, I feel great about Joe. The guy is just amazing what they've done. Not only Joe, you know, so much emphasis is put on Joe, but I got to give Zach Taylor a lot of credit. He has changed the culture here. I've been here 43 years, played here 13. I've been done preseason for 25 years. I got season tickets for the last, I don't know, 100 years. So I've seen a lot of these football teams. The culture is totally different, and he started 3 years ago, and that's what impresses me. And they got a franchise quarterback, and if they don't keep him forever, something's wrong.
Anthony, what is it that Cincinnati needs to do to win this game and keep Joe Burrow upright with the offensive line banged up?
Same thing they did last week. My confidence lies in Frank Colick, their O-line coach. And what I say, and we know, I mean, there's the starters and then the backups. But, Key, you know, and Jay, what you know, there's guys on the roster not just to fill roster spots. There's guys on the roster because they believe when the final cut is made, they believe they can play. You have, you know, a high second-round pick in Jackson Carmen who came in for, Jonah Williams, and I thought it did an excellent job. But the one thing that drives me nuts is when I see, it doesn't matter if it's the Bengals or whatever team in the league, and they leave a guy out to dry the entire game instead of sliding the line, chipping, keeping the tight end a little longer, then getting them out on the route. And that's what the Bengals were doing last week And to me, you know, I was a little concerned, you know, but I still felt good about them going up there. They physically dominated a excellent Buffalo Bills defense. And, you know, to me, it was just they wanted it more, and they went up there and said, nobody gave us a chance, you know, but let's just go up there and get it done. And so that's what they have to do. They just have to play out of their minds again. And with the offensive strategy, they got to help those guys. And they did last week.
So, Anthony, I want to talk about Cincinnati's defense for a second, because we always obviously spend so much time focusing in on the quarterbacks, right? The Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes,
right.
The O-line. But Cincy's defense has been an absolute beast as of late. I mean, even Josh Allen, 8 carries in their last game for 26 yards. Like, it stopped the running game. What have you seen from this defense that has been a game changer, and what must they do against Patrick Mahomes and this Chiefs offense?
Jay, well, I tell you what, man, this, you know, being a former offensive lineman, I've been so impressed with this defense, every level, not just the D-line, but the linebackers and the secondary, and they just got to keep doing what they're doing. You know, Trey Hendrickson, you know, Sam Hubbard, you know, Hill and Reeder in the middle, and they bring guys in. To me, you know, Pratt and Logan Wilson, most underrated guy. They just run and hit you. And then their secondary, you know, Cam Britt, this rookie DB, I mean, he'll come up and hit you in Hilton. And, you know, so they just got to keep doing what they're doing, is playing physical, flying to the football. And, you know, when you think they might not get a turnover, they get a turnover late in the game. And, it's quite a few games in a row that they've gotten that fourth quarter turnover. So, you know, again, all the, and I know all the fodder, all the talk is about, you know, Allen and Mahomes and Hurts and, you know, Burrow. But, man, let's look at this defense. This defense is pretty good. You know, when you hold Buffalo to 10 points in their hometown, I mean, at their home stadium, that's impressive. And so I think that's what they just have to keep playing physical and keep running the football. And I think they'll stand up pretty good against this great Super Bowl-bound Kansas City Chiefs team.
Anthony Munoz, Pro Football Hall of Famer, former Cincinnati Bengal and all-time USC Trojan great offensive tackle, joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Munoz, if and when Cincinnati, I'll put that in the universe for you, advance to the Super Bowl, which team is a better matchup? Is it the Niners or is it the Eagles for the Bengals?
That's a great question. I've not looked at it yet. You know, and again, people are constantly asking me, how do you feel about it? I said, I really believe, and I'm not saying this just because I played for the Bengals and I'm here and I'm the big fan, but I believe they can play and beat any team out there. I know Philadelphia is unbelievable, you know, both sides of the football. I know the 49ers are unbelievable, even with, Mr. Irrelevant and Korak Purdy, who's doing a phenomenal job. But I think the Bengals match up. You know, I feel good about this football team, both sides of the football. It you know, I know the 49ers bring it, on the defensive line. I know Kansas City's going to bring it. I know Philadelphia brings it. You know, I know offensively, I mean, I love Philadelphia's offensive line, Lane Johnson and Kelsey. I mean, they got a great offensive line. But I like our guys, how they play on the defensive front. You know, so you can go, Frisco's got a great offensive line. So you can go right down the line. And I think they match up well against anyone they have to go against. And that's what gives me confidence about this football team. You know, it's changed over the last couple of years. Before, in the last regime, and even in the short time where they went to the playoffs 4 or 5 times in a row with Marvin and Andy Dalton, it was like, oh, can we win? I don't know. We get behind. Is there any way? Now it's like I kind of have that expectation that they're going to win. And if they don't win, it's like, man, you know, they got outplayed by a better team. But I really believe they have the not only the physical ability, but the mindset of this football team is like no other I've seen in this city for a long time.
Anthony, I want to ask you, because we typically do this when we get to the Final Four of different situations, and I always ask myself from a talent perspective, which name doesn't belong, right? So Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, you know, you talk about Jalen Hurts, and then you say Brock Purdy. Whoa. Okay, it's Brock Purdy. Do you think that will this moment be too big for him if both teams are able to kind of mitigate the running game where you need him to make plays for a third-string rookie quarterback?
You know what? It hasn't appeared that it's been that way so far. And again, I know all the emphasis is always, you know, Brady, Manning, Mahomes, you know, Burrow. But, you know, I always said when that comes, I said, well, let's leave the other 10 guys on the sideline. Let those two guys go at it. Hmm. It's who you're surrounded with. And I think Brock Purdy has guys around him that help him allow this not to be too big for him. And I think that's the key for any quarterback. I mean, some quarterbacks can handle it, some can't. But I think who they put around these guys, but I'd have to say Brock Purdy is, you know, that name that doesn't belong there. You know, it's like Mr. Irrelevant. You got these other guys that are, you know, killing it. But, you know, who he has, his supporting cast, you know, Kyle Shanahan, the head coach, I think that helps a guy like Brock Purdy to, and it doesn't appear that it's been too big for him. Again, championship game, Super Bowl, that's another level, but we'll see. But I don't think, at least from what I've seen, his guys are going to let that happen.
Anthony, when Joe Burrow beats Patrick Mahomes again in Kansas City and goes on to either beat the Niners or the Eagles in the Super Bowl, does he become the face of the NFL?
You know what? That's a great question. It is a quarterback-driven league. I still think, you know, I don't know if he even cares about that. I know I wouldn't care about it because I think it's still a league where you have Mahomes, you have, you know, Allen, you have Burrow. I think it's still a league with all those guys. And I think it's something that, you know, again, the fans decide. As you know, I mean, jerseys are big sellers. And I think when you look at that, I mean, how are fans outside of Cincinnati, how are they reacting to a Joe Burrow? Are they buying his jersey? So I don't know. I mean, I guess that's for you guys to decide in the media. You know, I've been there before, and that's stuff that we just, you know, talk about, you know, go back and forth and opinion, you know, our opinions here. But honestly, the mentality of this football team, I don't think it matters to Joe about being the face of the NFL. I think it matters to Joe going to Arizona and beating either San Francisco or Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm. Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, Anthony Munoz, Pro Football Hall of Fame offensive tackle. Always great talking to you, Anthony.
Yeah, guys, always great talking to you. Have a great day.
Have a good
Thanks
one.
Moon.
Key, you hear that? You hear that, Key? He said the fans decide. That comes from Anthony Munoz. That's what I said.
But he also yes, he did. He agreed with you there, and he agreed with Key that there are other guys who are popular. He brought up jersey sales. That's interesting. We can get into that. 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-SAY-ESPN.
Jay.
Who is the face of the NFL if Joe Burrow wins the Super Bowl? Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. So Anthony Munoz brought up jersey sales as one way to measure popularity. Joe Burrow, 2 weeks ago, according to a couple sources I checked, had a top five selling jersey. DeMar Hamlin, as one might expect, his jersey sales spiked, as did Josh Allen's, partly because Josh Allen, talk about packaged up, he gets a ton more press until now than Joe Burrow, in spite of having accomplished less in his career. But the Hamlin thing probably, Scott, you know, he, I'm sure, got a bump from that, right, Jay? You would imagine. But otherwise, then there's Micah Parsons. That's the best player on the most popular team, the Dallas Cowboys.
The and most Joe popular Bur- team that doesn't win, huh?
Right. And then Joe but Joe Burrow's a top five jersey. If Joe Burrow beats Mahomes and then wins the Super Bowl, I'm going to guess that he's the number one jersey. Time will tell. Would he be the face of the NFL if he won the Super Bowl? Or is Key defines that partly as the league getting behind you, right?
And I say that fans determine who the face of the NFL is.
Brian in Chicago, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. What do you have, Brian?
Man, I love y'all, man. I love talking to y'all and y'all competitions every morning, man. For real, though.
Stand
y'all
up, Chi-Town. All right, Brian.
Look.
Yeah, I'm Southside, man. So, you know, I can't do nothing but keep it funky because my team was trash this year. But Joe Burrow can't pass Patrick Mahomes for me because of the uncertainty I feel with Joe Burrow. I mean, how big is the next injury going to be for him? Or, I mean, when is them big hits going to start to slow him down? I mean, he gets hits a lot, and it's early in his career. I respect Joe Burrow's position for going after people the way he do because he's a dog. He doesn't care who he's playing. But Patrick Mahomes, nah, not right now. Patrick ain't letting go of that hole. If y'all know Patrick, he ain't letting go of that hole. It's going to be a good game, but can't take the Chiefs over Cincinnati. It's too early.
You know,
too early
else
in the career.
Said too about what Brandon Bean was talking about the other day about when the Bengals get to this point where they have to pay a lot of individuals. Like, how does that pan out? Whereas we've seen that with Patrick Mahomes a little bit, losing Tyreek Hill, losing some other pieces, and still being there. Why are you making that face, Key?
I'm fine. No, I'm fine. Let me look the way I look.
This is coming from a man who said you could fit a grape up your nostril before. He says, let him look the way he looks. Leo in Florida, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
You know what? He just wanted to say that. He's been trying to get to the grape nostril joke.
Wait, he said it again. Unbelievable that you would say that Jay could fit a grape up his nostril. Again, you said it.
At least it wasn't a grapefruit. Go ahead, man.
Leo in Florida, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
I'm sorry, Keyshawn. No, I love you, man. I'm a Tampa Bay fan. Love all you guys. Will and big boxing fan. No, he can never – Joe Burrow could never be the man for the NFL. And it's because there's a thin line between arrogance and confidence. And the difference is when Cincinnati come into your home – to play you, your team, you want Joe Burrow to fall down and throw six interceptions. Kansas City come in there, you want Patrick Mahomes to throw six touchdowns, 400 yards, but your team win.
I mean, Burrow, as I mentioned, in college, in the first half against Jalen Hurts in the playoffs, seven TDs and 400. Well, but that's step one, seven TDs, 400 yards. He did a worse job on Trevor Lawrence, got it even worse. Then he turned pro, he got hurt, he comes back from a catastrophic injury. He's beaten Mahomes three straight times, once in the AFC Championship game, on the road last year. I'm saying if he does it again.
I think people are misunderstanding what we are saying.
No, I really do, Max. We hear what you're saying.
No, not you. I say I think people are listening and they're not understanding what we're saying. They keep talking about his ability as a player. His ability as a player, there's nothing to talk about. The dude is ice.
Yeah.
There's nothing to talk about. Yeah. He's ice cold. Cold-blooded, as they like to say.
What do you think about? He is a sharpshooter. What do you think about what he said, though, about the fact that there is a thin line between arrogance and confidence? Could that rub certain people the wrong way? Maybe. Whereas Patrick Mahomes doesn't really show that. You know he has it. You see it on the field. You just don't see it.
Patrick, you can't please everybody, right?
No, I understand, but I'm saying, like, as it relates to how that appeals to the masses.
But that's what I was trying to give you earlier in the show with my coded language.
That's why I tried to uncode the language.
I didn't want you to uncode it. I just wanted you to be real. No, we are real, but I want people to have their imagination and figure it out themselves. I don't want you to figure it out. That's why I don't say it.
Yeah.
But, there's a bigger issue, guys, of authenticity. The thing about Mahomes and Joe Burrow, and it's part of, I think, what makes them great, is they are authentically who they are, right? Like, it's not – you don't feel, like, uncomfortable in your own skin watching them because they're so uncomfortable in theirs. They seem like this is what you get. And Joe Burrow seems to be a little more like missing that thing in his head that tells him maybe I shouldn't say this than Patrick Mahomes, but they both say what they feel.
Yeah, and I would pay to sit down and have dinner with both of them.
Yeah,
there's a lot
right.
of dudes that played in the league that I wouldn't, if you told me I could do it for free, I'd be like, no.
Douglas.
See, okay. I was going to say, Patrick Mahomes feels safe to me. Whereas, like, Joe has a little bit more of that rebellious
Patrick Mahomes, if you dive into it, Coach.
If you dive into it, though, Key, but, like, off the surface, off the rip, you wouldn't be like, oh, yeah, that dude has a little bit of a rebellious edge. Off the rip with Joe Burrow, you'd be like,
he for sure got a little bit of rebellious edge.
Oh, I know, but
Think it would be fair to say, Key, that most people, if you said who's more arrogant between Burrow and Mahomes, most would say Burrow.
I wouldn't use the word
arrogant.
The
reason why they say that is because the dude wore a coat and he dresses
a
certain
way.
That's
exactly my point, Key.
But
when they ask him, what's your championship window, he said, my whole career.
My whole career.
Yeah, but it's the truth.
No, it is the truth, but how that pops off is different than Patrick Mahomes, who will probably give you, we're just taking it 1 year at a time. It's different, man. It's different, man.
Douglas in Michigan.
Pat for sure going to say, Pat going to follow the script.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Safe.
Douglas in Michigan.
Morning, guys. How are you?
What's up, Dougie?
Hey, first I want to say that I am a Caucasian man, so I can say things that Keyshawn Johnson might not be able to say, especially on the air. The NFL is ran by rich, white men that are old and want to feel, like Keyshawn says about the coaching searches, comfortable. Joe Burrow is not comfortable for those old white men.
Okay,
in layman's terms, he's not white enough to be the face of the league. That's why we call
Excuse
Tom Brady,
me, Douglas.
Captain
I'm
America.
Getting a message from the Supreme Council
Max,
saying that we must take you off the air immediately. No, go ahead.
Stop, man.
No, and it's just sad because if you look at Lamar Jackson, he did things differently, and that's what we celebrate the most in America is everybody's differences. So instead of being celebrated, they kind of, to use you guys' word, they poo-pooed his MVP because he didn't do it the normal way. He didn't stand in the pocket big, like he's saying, the blonde long hair, the blue eyes, it's actually kind of disgusting because somebody like Joe Burrow should absolutely be the face of the NFL because he's so animated and kind of larger than life, cartoonish, if you will, it's awesome.
Dougie, you listen to our show a lot,
hey, Doug,
huh?
I see you on Coding.
I do.
I could tell by just the 2 minutes that you've been talking, you really pay attention, man. Thank you. Thank you a lot. I just want to say that. Thank you a lot because you really pay attention. I can see that.
And, hey, NFL owners, be better.
I mean, Key, you can say thank you to Doug, but shouldn't he be thanking us? You get the show for free. He gets entertained for free. Listens to us every day for free.
This is Joe Burrow guy over here.
I think this way.
Douglas should be thanking us. Hey, watch this. Douglas, you're welcome for all the free entertainment.
No,
hey, will Joe Burrow
no.
be the face of the NFL? Yes. Will Joe Burrow
himself.
Be the face of the NFL?
He just can't.
With
he's
a
just,
Super Bowl.
And he hasn't even had coffee.
Win. Oh, I've had,
had
plenty of coffee, and I need
three.
More. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN
Wash your
Radio.
Hands too, Max.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small, and when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/unsportsmanlike. unsportsmanlike.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
It's about Mahomes. As great as we talk about him, we cannot escape the fact that the reigning defending AFC champions are quarterbacked by a guy named Joe Burrow, who has beaten Patrick Mahomes every single time he's faced him.
We know they're talented in all three phases. It's the same guys playing against each other, so I'm sure both teams will have adjustments that they make, and I mean, these games have been close, so we'll just see where it goes.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, are presented by Progressive Insurance. Tune in to an NBA doubleheader tomorrow night as the Nets host the Knicks, followed by Lakers at Celtics.
Ooh, that's a rivalry, right?
Presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 5 p.m. Eastern on select ESPN radio stations. Jay, you say on social media the number one athlete being discussed is Joe Burrow.
On TikTok.
That's like the youth, so the most youthiest of youth social medias, TikTok.
Yeah, so you can just make a video. Joe Burrow. And people will watch.
He's top five jersey sales, and that includes DeMar Hamlin and Josh Allen, who, because of events, clearly that inflated those numbers, right?
Well, we talked about that. We talked about Buffalo becoming a de facto America's team because of how large that event was and how you wanted to root and rally for them.
And then the other position is taken by Micah Parsons, best player on America's favorite team. But if I'm going to go ahead and say if Joe Burrow beats Mahomes and wins the Super Bowl, he's going to have the number one jersey. He'll be and he's already the number one discussed guy among youth on social media, it seems. And I'm saying he's taken over this show. There are four quarterbacks to talk about, including the best who ever did it through 5 years, Patrick Mahomes, including Mr. Irrelevant, who's a rookie, who could be the first who of both distinctions to win a Super Bowl, including Jalen Hurts, who's been as good as anybody, right?
Yes.
And yet Burrow, there's something about this dude, right? He's been underpackaged and undersold, and yet there's a groundswell. People want to talk about him. He's on people's minds.
Does it feel like Jalen Hurts, it's like a foregone conclusion that he has to beat Brock Purdy? Like, it just feels like over the last 7 days on our network, Key, and I've watched you on the 8,000 shows you've been on, and Max, this just in, and podcasts I've done, the talk of the town obviously is Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes. And then it seems like instead of going to Jalen Hurts, the conversation then goes to, well, the third string quarterback and Brock Purdy and, look, it wasn't Trey Lance. It wasn't Jimmy G and Kyle Shanahan. And what a great staff. And then it seems like it goes to Jalen Hurts. Why is that?
Because the story of Brock Purdy is more interesting. It's more – it's kind of – it's a –
is it?
I don't want to say a sexier story. It's just more interesting because Mr. Irrelevant, 262, you know, it's just a different – it's a different feel because – he is such the underdog, the little guy. You know, look at him. He's going to do it for us. That's why.
When you tell stories.
It does feel like, though, Jalen Hurts, so everything he went through at Alabama, losing his job to Tua, going to Oklahoma, then rising from the ashes, getting drafted second round, then going to the Eagles, everything with Carson Wentz, surpassing that, rising above, and then finally.
Not a good story.
No, what are you talking about?
It's a great story, but I would say this, Jay.
And we it's like in Philly. It's the sheer underdog city of all cities.
We like to tell stories that we can be hyperbolic about, that or at least extreme about. So, for example, with Mahomes, I can sit here and say it's an easier story to tell. The best who ever did it through 5 years. Through five years, he's the GOAT. With Burrow, I can say, and he's beating the GOAT. Through, you know, so far, maybe he could replace him with Brock Purdy. We could say what Key said. It's Mr. Irrelevant plus rookie, never been done before. In each case, it's like, oh my God, best ever or biggest underdog ever. Jalen Hurts is a little bit more of an intricate story to tell. It involves a little more detail and a little less hyperbole.
Story. I'm not minimizing the story. It's just that Brock Purdy's story for people is. More, I don't want to say entertaining, but more interesting than Jalen Hurts because when you look at it, Jalen Hurts won national championships. Jalen Hurts was drafted the second round. Jalen Hurts, you know what I'm saying? He had big scholarships. Jalen Hurts is just a different feel than Brock Purdy, who came in as the guy that was basically the third string quarterback. They didn't have a chance. They were not going to have a chance with him at quarterback. And then he wins. Then he wins again, and he wins again, and he wins. Now there's a story that the Jalen Hurts story, the backup quarterback who took over, who was drafted in the second round, we've seen that
a million times before.
We've seen that a million times.
I'm going to tie it together.
We've seen it a million times, Jay.
I hear
the Brock Purdy story.
Never seen before.
We've seen.
But I'm also going to tie it together for you as it relates to Philadelphia, though. It's almost as if, like, if you play a sport in Philadelphia, the rest of the country doesn't give you the credit.
Oh, I was going to get there. No, I was going to get there, Jay.
Because, frankly, I see it with Joel Embiid all the time. Like, every year we're talking about whether this guy's going to be MVP and the numbers he's putting up.
If he played for the Knicks or the Celtics.
That's what I'm saying. And, right, like, he's not even a starter in the All-Star game. Like, what are we doing here, Philadelphia?
But Philly, people don't, like, across the country, they don't really Philly. People think they're mean. They booed Santa Claus. They throw snow cones or snowballs at you. They're always booing people. You know, so people look at that and go, those people over there, that's part of it too. Donovan McNabb had the same treatment that Jalen Hurts gets, man. Donovan McNabb is a friend.
Just because it is that way doesn't mean it's right.
I embraced Rocky Balboa. I'm not saying that it is.
What I'm saying is Donovan McNabb got certain treatment the wrong way in Philadelphia because people looked at it and it was just like, whatever, even though he's a fringe Hall of Fame player to me. You know, people would be like, he's not. I'm like, no, man, you're tripping.
That's the theme with Philly.
All right, Mark in D.C. Joe Burrow win the Super Bowl. Is he the face or at least the biggest thing in the NFL?
Mark, first of all, I love this show. You guys are the best thing to happen to the morning since coffee. I know I live in Washington, D.C., home of the most dysfunctional football franchise, maybe.
Really?
Hopefully we're selling our owner. Anyway, unfortunately, I have to tell you, gentlemen, Tom Brady's still the face of the league. He's probably globally the most recognized face. He is the GOAT. I know you say a lot, Max, that Mahomes is the GOAT.
No. Through five years. I'm saying through the first 5 years of his career. But, yes, of course, Brady's the GOAT overall.
I said, unfortunately, but in Washington, D.C., wouldn't I love to have him as my quarterback? Actually, to ask that question – not to skip around, but how do you all feel about the first pick in the draft with the Bears? Is there any chance that the Bears are going to trade Justin Fields?
No. Hell no.
Better than all
no
the
way.
Guys coming out.
Ryan Poles wouldn't dare do a deal like that.
No, as a matter of fact, you just ran into him in Chicago, didn't you?
Yeah.
You just talked to him again?
We were hanging out on the corner in Chicago.
Oh, well, let's not set the narrative like that. Why not?
He was.
I was hanging out with him.
It was a chance meeting.
Like you and him on the corner. That's just not right.
They shop at the same upscale boutiques, Jay.
We shop at the same boutiques that Jay work at and sell shoes.
Upsells you.
Yeah, it's not in the perfume department. Go ahead.
All right. Matt in Michigan, you are on with Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max.
You said it.
Yeah, if Joe Burrow beats Patrick Mahomes and wins the Super Bowl, I think then you can start talking about him as the face of the NFL. That being said, I do like him as the face with his attitude. LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, the greatest ever have that attitude about them. And half the people I run into and talk to about the greatest of all time either love them or hate them. Not everybody can like the greatest. I just don't see it happen as the face of the NFL. So Joe Burrow should be the face of the NFL if he wins the Super Bowl. No question about it.
Tyrone in New Jersey. You're on with Tyrone.
Tyrone.
Yes.
Brother Tyrone.
Jay Will. Keyshawn. Wait. Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max. I enjoyed the show, and you guys are doing a great job. Let me just say, Joe Burrow, I think if he wins the Super Bowl, he should be the face of the NFL. Not only that, let me just say this. He reminds me of Joe Montana. I was a great Montana fan. He has Joe Montana moxie. Mm-hmm. That's what I was saying.
He does. He's cool like Joe Montana. And people compare to Joe Namath and all the Joes.
Man, Joe was – if you ever saw Joe in person, you know, when he played and come out the locker room, he was cool.
Joe Montana's cool to this day. I love talking to Joe Montana. Just a cool dude. And then in the biggest games, Montana was really the
4-0,
best.
4-0, man.
4-0 with 13 TDs, no picks.
See me in late January,
picks.
February, I'm undefeated.
Undefeated, yeah, right? Reason Brady's the GOAT is he outlasted, like he longevity. But in terms of peak goatness for the Super Bowl, it's Montana.
I mean, because you if you play 35 years, you're going to win a lot.
No doubt. No doubt.
I mean, that's just
Brady's the GOAT. I'm not disputing it. I'm just saying he replaced Montana for that distinction at quarterback. All right, we're going to tell you who wins these conference championship games and why. Coming up, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Are we going to tell you?
That's what we're going to tell you.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Mahomes is hurt after a gain of 4 yards. He's holding his right knee.
What makes Patrick special is the stuff that he does that we go, ha, what? So can he be that guy in the AFC title game? And now you're banged up?
He's going to play. So, I mean, that's his mindset.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Molly Karam getting ready for First Take here in the studio, acting as though we're not even doing a radio show. No, it's okay, Molly. Keep talking to Jay.
No, she was telling me I need to continue to sell shoes, you know? Key, what size shoe you wear, like 6.5,
Molly,
7?
With some fresh glasses. Look
no,
at these.
I'm a 13, small feet, dog.
Key, you got 13? I wear 13.
Okay.
Same thing.
Yeah, it is.
Same thing.
Same thing. No question.
Me too.
Max,
you
wear
13,
10.
I wear 13.
Max wears size 10.
10.
Smaller shoe, not the same thing.
Focus
not
on Max's feet. Look at those little feet.
Yeah, I guess I don't have big feet. It's true. And also, I'm wearing shoes.
There you go. Hand on
smaller.
The knees again. Look.
It's not kind of, interesting.
Y'all be calling me sensitive, Max.
Jay has Max laughed. He's so up, good, Key. He knows every time I'm getting defensive, I put my hand on.
Hand on the hip or hand on the knee.
Oh, bust. God. All right. Here we are ready to now welcome a man whose passing on a sitcom when I was a child traumatized me. To this day, traumatized me. I was like 1979 or something. Like, no, not JJ's dad. John Amos, actor and Emmy nominee and Chiefs fan with us now. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
So how are you feeling about, first of all, this is a big thrill for me. I don't know about you guys, but I was I'm a big fan.
Can I get a little more volume from you guys?
Yeah, turn up
volume.
His guys. Turn up his
up
snare,
volume,
Yates. Turn up his snare. There it
All
is.
All right, how's that?
That's a little better. Thank you.
Little worries, better, John, guys. Hey, come on, guys. Nuno, do better than that. Damn it! All right, listen. How do you feel about Patrick Mahomes' injury as a Chiefs, as a big Chiefs fan?
I am constantly blown away by his abilities, the choices he makes, the leadership that he shows. And his athletic skills are incomparable.
John, are you scared of Joe Burrow, what he might come in to KC and do again?
There's no telling what Joe might do. Time will tell.
John, we were having this conversation, which turned into a spirited dialogue around if Joe Burrow were to beat Patrick Mahomes again, and now is 4-0 against Patrick Mahomes, goes on to win the Super Bowl. Will he now be deemed, if that were to happen, as the face of the NFL, considering the way his college career ended and what he was able to do in his 3 years in the NFL?
I would think so. I mean, that would be a hell of an accomplishment and would put a cap on everything he's accomplished so far. It would seal the deal for him as a premier quarterback.
Who would you rather see, the 49ers or Eagles in the Super Bowl?
I'd rather see the Eagles. I think the quarterback they've got has earned them the right to be there, and the whole team, as a result, has rallied behind him, and they're playing fantastic football.
Does it like bother you or scare you at all, or as a fan, where you know as a longtime Chiefs fan, you finally get a guy like Mahomes who's transcendent, right? Oh my God, what planet is this guy from? For 5 years hosting a championship game, and then along comes this other gunslinger, Joe Burrow, and has the success he's had, and now goes back to Arrowhead. They're calling it Burrowhead Stadium. Like, what does that feel like as a Chiefs fan?
Well, I don't like the idea of them calling it Burrowhead Stadium. It'll always be Arrowhead to me. Always.
All right. John Amos, ladies and gentlemen, you know him from a million things.
I mean, I know John, obviously, but Cleo McDowell is like the name.
It's all the classics.
It's the classic name. It's a classic.
We have the Golden Arches. We have the Golden Arch.
Thanks a lot.
What?
Huh?
James Evans on Good Times, Die Hard. He's in a million things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, John Amos, thank you very much for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks a lot.
You.
All right, John.
All right. So, I don't know, man. If I was a Chiefs fan.
Good times. We lucky.
Yeah, I was sad when all of a sudden they killed his character, remember? I was like, no, wait, what happened?
Yeah, Good Times was it. You know Good Times, right, Jay?
Yes, I know Good Times.
I mean, because we're
old. Yeah. Well, y'all are.
Yeah, we're old. I didn't know. You know.
That Jay is not aware of.
Yeah, there were some things I didn't know. Yeah, I got it.
You know, Janet was on Good Times.
Yep.
Yeah. Did you know that?
Janet Jackson was a kid.
Janet was on Good Times.
Yeah, man. Penny.
She was Penny.
Yeah, Penny.
Remember the mom did the bad thing and burned her with the iron? Remember
that
episode?
Penny. Oh, like you had some. Back then on sitcoms, you had like serious episodes.
Man, I was scared at that point. You know, I was scared as a kid. I was like, yeah, I ain't going to do nothing wrong.
Yeah,
I was so sad, man.
Boy, that show was no joke.
You guys ready to do some pick-ems?
Let's pick it. Let's go.
All right. 49ers at Eagles, guys. This is ESPN Radio Pick'em. 49ers at Eagles. We have to vote on this. The Eagles are favored by 2.5. Key, why don't you start?
I'm taking the Eagles. I think that Jalen Hurts, just like John said, he deserves the right to go to the Super Bowl based on how he played this year. I'm taking them at home. In the cheesesteaks.
Think I'm going to take the 49ers. I mean, everything is telling me to take the Eagles, but just something about this 49er team and their defense, I think they're going to make life very difficult for Jalen Hurts. I'm going to go with the 49ers to cover here.
I like the Eagles also. They have a big advantage at quarterback where Hurts has become a superstar. And also, Christian McCaffrey's dealing with his own lower extremity issue, and really on offense, the guy who tips it for him is McCaffrey. Like, we're focusing on Patrick Mahomes, high ankle sprain. McCaffrey's dealing with his own. Like, I like the Eagles here. I like the Eagles. So we're voting as a show, Eagles. Bengals at Chiefs. Chiefs are favored by, at this moment, 1 point. The line keeps moving. Key, what do you like?
I like the Kansas City Chefs in this one. Mm-hmm. I think that they're going to cook up something on the Joe Burrows of the world. And I think they get out of there and they head to Arizona and they take on the Eagles.
Chef Mahomes. With that shot, huh? Okay. I'm going to go with the Bengals here to cover. The Bengals are going to be comfortable. I'm not a believer in that Kansas City defense like that to really mess up Joe Burrow, but I am a believer in Cincy's defense because I've seen what they've been able to do to Josh Allen.
If Mahomes is feeling good, I'm going to take the Chiefs here just because you're not going to beat the same team every single time, right? I think the Chiefs are due to win. And also, the Bengals have needed a fourth quarter turnover in every game, like to win.
Yep.
That kind of luck, kind of run. I don't care how bad Joe Burrow is, and he's my dude. But
hey,
that's
man.
Not going to happen every time. I think the Chiefs nip him here.
I might be having a margarita on Sunday for these games, man.
And I can't have a margarita on Sunday because I have NFL primetime with Boomer.
What a plug.
Well, I have NFL primetime Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern time with Boomer and Booger McFarland. So check us out on ESPN.
Check it out, everybody. See you Monday.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet?
You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.